The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Nos golpea a los que no tenemos el pasaporte.
Last week, José Molleja was one of countless Venezuelans stranded on the border between Colombia and Ecuador. Molleja is 22, and he can't find enough work to live in Venezuela. So he spent a week on a bus getting from Caracas to join relatives who'd already emigrated to Ecuador. But when Molleja arrived, he was stunned. Before, Ecuador had only asked Venezuelans to show a photo ID to enter the country. Now Ecuador was suddenly making them present passports. I don't have a passport, said Molleja. Most people can't get one in Venezuela now because of the terrible economic situation, meaning most Venezuelans can't afford passports anymore, and the government often can't afford to make them. Shortly after Ecuador, neighboring Peru also began requiring Venezuelan migrants to have passports. The UN estimates one-tenth of Venezuela's population have fled to other countries in the past few years, and Peru and Ecuador say they're being overwhelmed by Venezuelan migrants. So now they're trying to slow down the wave of refugees like Molleja. After all the struggle to get here, Molleja said, this is like a punch in the gut. Elsewhere, things have even gotten violent. Last week in Brazil, people in the border city of Pacajaima attacked a Venezuelan refugee camp. In this video, you can hear them shouting and throwing firecrackers as they tear down the camp, burn tents, and chase the Venezuelan migrants out. The Brazilians accused a Venezuelan of robbing and beating a local restaurant owner. But there have been other similar attacks on refugees in border towns. Last week, Brazilian officials had to send troops there to prevent further incidents. What they can't stop is the catastrophic economic collapse those Venezuelans are escaping. It's the worst in the world today. Food is scarce and hyperinflation has made Venezuela's currency, the bolivar, worthless. Girish Gupta heads the economic analysis firm Data Drum in Caracas.
If you'd bought $1 million worth of bolivars 5 years ago, it would now be worth $3.40.
$1 million, now worth about $3. Gupta says Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's socialist policies are making the mess worse, and the only people left to escape it are the poorest. They didn't flee before because they didn't have the resources. They still don't, but now they have no choice.
People have to get out of Venezuela, and now we're seeing the really poor people going to poor places, so of course we're going to have clashes between them, and it's horribly sad to see.
It's a problem for us. It's a problem social, definitely.
Alex Cruz is governor of Carchi province in Ecuador, on the border with Colombia. He too says Venezuela's most desperate are now pouring into countries like his, and he's worried that they're straining limited social budgets and raising crime rates.
In Ambato, un señor venezolano asesinó a un taxista.
In the town of Ambato here, a Venezuelan man was just charged with killing a taxi driver, Cruz said. What are we supposed to do if the crisis in Venezuela keeps spiraling out of control? If it sounds like Venezuela's crisis is prompting South Americans to adopt an attitude toward immigration like President Donald Trump's, well, it is. A big concern for Venezuelan migrants now is that even next-door Colombia might soon block them for fear of being overrun.
Colombia, the authorities are talking every day about we can receive more Venezuelans.
Patricia Andrade heads the nonprofit Venezuela Awareness Foundation in Doral. She and other Venezuelan expat leaders visited Bogota this month and met with Colombian and U.S. officials, as well as Florida Governor Rick Scott. They told them they were grateful Colombia has taken in 1 million Venezuelan refugees, but they're hoping the U.S. will increase its aid to Colombia to make the relentless migrant flow more manageable.
Every day, the humanitarian crisis, you can see that it's worse. The U.S., they need to be ready to help more Venezuelans that go to Colombia.
The Trump administration has made it harder for Venezuelans to come to the U.S., but this month the U.S. did hand Colombia an additional $9 million to help Venezuelans there. Next month it will send the U.S. Navy hospital ship, Comfort, to Colombia for Venezuelans. That won't solve the problem for Venezuelan migrants like José Molleja, who find themselves blocked from getting into countries like Ecuador. For them, the struggle to escape from Venezuela has begun to feel like no escape from Venezuela. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. Manuel Rueda contributed to this report from the Colombia-Ecuador border.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.